Hey, good morning. Oh, good morning. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Dawson Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Love you guys. Good morning. We're coming a couple minutes late this morning, but we're here.
We're up and running. Thank you guys for continually getting the emails out to everybody for the shows. They're doing a good job as far as I'm getting a lot of feedback from everybody on the different platforms that we're on Gab, Shopify, websites on Shopify, all the other platforms we're on Gab. So be sure to check those out at Team Health Masters, healthmasters.com, and thebrewershow.com. And I'm still uploading here. I have no internet. Are we still hot, Rich?
Well, I think I've got it. Let me check my internet.
I got enough.
Hey, you guys, we go live like this with you. It's live. So sometimes you get the...
Well, in this rural part of Florida, they've decided that they can put in 5,000 houses, but they still can't give any type of decent internet access. That's what happens when developers take over Florida through BlackRock. You know, I was watching a photo the other day somebody sent me. And
we are hot. We have internet.
Yeah, it was funny. I'll pull it up once everything starts on here. And it was going into detail, and it said, I have all my taxes are ready for 2025. And they post them, and their entire tax thing was all redacted.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big joke.
Well, we told you, crap that came out,
whatever that was supposed to be.
No, we told you last 2 weeks when they said they were going to release these Epstein files that they weren't going to release anything.
No.
90% is redacted again.
No, it's a whole joke again.
Well, what they've done, they've completely and totally ignored Congress. At this point, Pam Bondi needs to be impeached.
She does.
No, she needs to be impeached. Because, I mean, she's completely ignoring Congress. I mean, at this point, if somebody is telling her not to release these files, she needs to resign.
Yeah.
She needs to walk away.
She's Attorney General, dude.
Yeah, she needs
United
to walk
States.
Away. She needs to say, I'm sorry, I can't do what Congress has asked me to do. I've been told not to do it. I resign.
Well, and I think honestly that's what happened with what's his face with the FBI with
Patel.
No, Patel. He's already compromised. The other guy,
Bob Bongino.
Yes, I think that's honestly, in my opinion, I think that's where he's at. He's realizing that there is a completely compromised Department of Justice, that nothing's coming out. I mean, there's video. We've all watched it. Pam Bondi on record sitting there saying the FBI has had to comb through thousands of hours and thousands of videos of Jeffrey Epstein with underage girls and procuring underage girls and all this content, and they're having to go through it all to protect the victims. And there's thousands of videos. Not that anybody wants to see that, nor should they come out now and they throw a couple photos of Bill Clinton in a hot tub. There's photos, and then 90% of everything else is blacklisted, redacted. So, I mean, it's at this point now, there is no continuity of government as far
no,
as that section.
No. And so the sad part about it is Pam Bondi at this point needs to see this. If I was her, I would step down. I'm saying I cannot do what Congress has asked me to do. I can no longer do my job. No. And, you know, I quit.
Oh, and by the way, guys, 12 days of Christmas. Hope you guys enjoyed it over the weekend. Bunch of different products every single day. So be sure to stay on top of that with your daily updates on the email broadcast that we have at thebrewershow.com. Told you guys before, go up and get the updates on here. You can go in and see the product of the week on the website, Health Masters, for the mushroom complex and also the adrenal support for the 12 days of Christmas. Just plug that in your cart and put in 12 days, and you will get 10% off that product. So the adrenal support right now, this is a really, really good product at helping out with reducing stress, oxidative damage, and also helping reduce adrenal fatigue, which is becoming more and more common now as people are just basically, I guess, using too many stimulants. That's one of the purple sticks. I always recommend you guys. These don't bump up your cortisol like other stims do. The push now on all these different energy drinks has gotten crazy. I've seen so many different individuals that I even thought were pretty respectful in social media, that I thought they had a good platform, are starting to push Monster. I mean, there's a massive, massive, massive demo push.
It's the money, bud.
It's the money. It's the garbage in the food. It's the garbage in the drinks. It's all the health problems it continues to cause. And on top of that, there's a lot, if you've ever done your research on it, an enormous amount of symbolism and the Monster Energy drinks that is extremely satanic. The other day, somebody sent me a video now too, talking about food, and they were having all these snippets of videos from people now that are complaining about feeling unbelievably horrible after they eat Chick-fil-A. And these are people, one guy on there, he was with his wife, and he was like, he's got a big social media platform. He goes, I don't know what's going on. He goes, I've been eating Chick-fil-A for like 2 or 3 years, never really seemed to have an issue. He goes, last month, he goes, every single time we eat Chick-fil-A, he's like, we almost get nauseous afterwards. We're super bloated. We got brain fog. We feel horrible. And I watched there's like a dozen people now that have said this across the country. And there's one issue that may be happening, and I can't verify this shit. I'm doing research. Tyson's the major distributor for chicken for Chick-fil-A. They're the ones who has the major contract. Tyson also has a contract with one of the new lab-grown meat labs.
This is speculation.
This is speculation, but I don't know now. This is, again, speculation. If Chick-fil-A has switched over to lab-grown meat with their chicken, is it a possibility?
Well,
yes.
You remember the owner of Chick-fil-A died.
Correct. And so, Chick-fil-A is not the Chick-fil-A people remember from 20 years ago when they actually used high-quality ingredients, really good chicken. They actually, back in the day, from what I've been told, is they actually used to use non-antibiotic, non-hormone chicken back in the late 90s and early 2000s when it came about. That was the original owner. It was a hardcore Christian.
I wonder who owns Chick-fil-A now.
I don't know if it's still private or not.
Maybe private. We'll look it up for you in a second. By the way, I don't normally talk about this stuff, but I've got to say something here. And I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it because I try to stay out of this. Alex Jones has slammed Candace Owens.
Did he really?
Yeah. And
that seems to be the popular thing to do now.
Well, now, mind you, I don't agree with everything Candace Owens says. But when you start getting people that are alt media that have huge platforms like we do or like they do, and they start slamming each other, it really, really isn't beneficial to anybody.
It shows no continuity at all.
No, and Alex Jones, this is from IBT, and it says, Alex Jones sounds alarmed for Candace Owens' mental status, Charlie Kirk's conspiracy spirals. And it says, even in a moment that stunned even hardened conspiracy watchers, Alex Jones just sounded the alarm concerning Candace Owens issuing a rare public warning about a fellow conservative figure he says has gone too far. He said he's genuinely worried about Owens' mental health and well-being. And she continues to push increasingly extreme conspiracy narratives surrounding the Charlie Kirk assassination. This is exactly what happened to Kanye West before they basically institutionalized him.
They had to ruin his name.
They Baker acted.
They had to ruin his name, though. I mean, they had to put on every single platform. All they did was talk about how crazy he was. And again, I'm not saying everything Kanye West says is accurate. But what I'm saying is somebody's getting very close to the target on this because there's some very strange things that have been happening now. I mean, to a point where I saw yesterday, and I don't even know who thought this was a good idea. Erica Kirk at the America Fest, now that she's like this superstar, apparently. If you guys have noticed that, now she's going around. Every single interview she does now, she praises and talks about how amazing Israel is and how they're our greatest ally and how they're basically our biggest supporters, which are all a complete lie, is what she says now. Then she came out, and she had Nicki Minaj come out on stage with her. They do a giant appearance. How about Nicki Minaj says, well, everybody needs to start, you know, following God. Never says Christ one time.
No, they don't talk about Jesus.
I don't know if you guys have ever, I'm not a fan of her. I don't know if you've ever heard any of her songs. If you want, just pull up the lyrics if you want. She has some of the most vile, sexually explicit songs in recorded history. Pop industry. That's not speculation. That's facts. I mean, unbelievably, unbelievably vulgar music. And the fact that she's on stage at a Christian event. Now, again, has she had some, like, come to Jesus meeting? I don't know. I haven't heard anything about this whatsoever, her talk about Jesus, like, you know, anybody else has as far as it's been saved. But this whole thing with Turning Point's getting weirder and weirder. My opinion, this is my opinion, they needed to have a BuzzFeed headline to get people distracted from talking about Charlie Kirk, the assassination, the FBI, the involvement with Assad, and with Candace Owens. So they bring out this unbelievably controversial individual to be a surprise appearance, by the way, to come out and get on stage and get massive publicity. And it has, and it's done the job, because now everybody's talking about the Christian community as this giant controversy that Erica Kirk just did, instead of talking about, You know, the Israel just killed seven more children in Gaza over the weekend, broke the ceasefire, shot over the line, including the baby.
Over 400 dead now from the ceasefire.
Machine gun a school, by the way. This is documented. I pulled it up. Machine gun a school, executed a bunch of kids. And I don't understand, and this is the question that I'm really curious about. I would like some of my top brass military guys to answer this because they can't answer it either, is how in the world that there is no accountability for IDF with rules of engagement. There's zero. I mean, there's not even a semblance of accountability rules of engagement. They were very, very strict on the Marine Corps and on the Army in Iraq on rules of engagement.
So we're not Israel, by the way. Israel does whatever Israel wants to do.
No, and I mean, it's like, oh, you executed seven more kids in a school and a baby? Oh, yeah. We shot over the ceasefire line? Oh, yeah. We don't care. We will do it again.
Well, you have to understand their talent teaches them that we're not humans.
Yeah.
That we're animals. And that, you know, the problem with that is that once you understand that, you start seeing that, you start to realize that it's not what we think it is as far as who they think they are. This whole redaction now of the Jeffrey Epstein files, nobody's talked about Mossad one time in any of this.
No.
I'm going to say this to you. So this is going to be real direct. Jeffrey Epstein worked for Mossad. So Ghislaine Maxwell. Mossad is Israel. It's Benjamin Netanyahu. They were told what to do by Israel as far as these people. They were basically coming in and compromising with these videos.
Look at stuff in one of his office.
Well, no. But the point, this is Mossad.
Yeah.
So this is Israel doing this, just like they did with the Liberty shooting, you know, back in 67, USS Liberty. I mean, so the whole thing is that nobody's talking about Israel. Nobody's talking about
it. Oh, and by the way, this was one thing that's interesting. If you saw this, it came out of the files. His asset summary upon his death, $559 million in assets.
Mm-hmm.
None of those properties, by the way. That was the Les Wexner deal that he gave him that property. The New Mexico ranch, that was another contract that he was given. The Palm Beach house was another house that he was given. All these properties, he had almost $500 million in assets, and he did not purchase one of those houses. There's not one single actual financial transaction that I've been able to find. Almost all these houses were given to him.
And it says one more article. Thing it says, this article I was reading about Candace, it says, in one widely shared post on X, Alex Jones claimed that Owen's earlier theories, including allegations from that Egyptian aircraft had been shadowing Charlie Kirk and his wife, were contradicted by publicly available flight data. Okay, there's one thing here, you know, and of course it's basically saying publicly available flight data. You turn a transponder off, you have no publicly available flight data.
There you go, yeah.
And I'm not saying that Egypt was involved in any of this stuff. Now, here's the other problem that I've seen a lot of times with people who are I could give you names, but I'm not going to do it. A lot of people who basically start doing reporting on what's happening from an alternative news standpoint are very naive. Now, listen to me. This is real important. And they believe everything they've been told. Says Candace Owens could have been set up by some people could have come in and given her bad information and bad intel, thinking that she's going to go ahead and release it because they're a reputable source. And they could be doing that to discredit her. You know, now Alex Jones comes in, which I personally don't believe he should have done this. I think he should have left it alone because now it looks like he's supporting Israel.
That's exactly what it looks like.
That's what this looks like. Now, I'm not saying Alex Jones is supporting Israel, but a lot of people do say that he supports Israel, and a lot of his sponsors were basically Israelis. And so the whole problem is that you get a situation where you start hammering another fellow conservative. It just doesn't work. I had it happen to me many years ago, and I didn't do anything. And basically I was talking about the nerve plexus, the body, and I got hammered by another conservative, and it didn't do anything besides create division. And, well, it did make our supplement sales go up. I have to admit that.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Well, because people saw how silly it was.
Well, and they never heard of me. Also, now they're like, you know, wow, okay, this is true. And they start watching the show and they go, well, wow, these guys seem legit. And so the problem is, you always ask yourself a question. How many times do you hear these people talk about Jesus? Now, a lot of these alternative show hosts, they don't talk about Jesus. Like, this is the turning point. Like you said, not talk about God.
Russell Brand did.
Yeah, no, Russell Brand
did. He did in detail.
And Candace Owens did. And we do. We talk about Jesus all the time.
There you go.
Okay, so now all of a sudden we got to slam, you know, Candace Owens who's talking about Christ. And this is a very interesting article, and it says MAGA divided, The Zionist influence sparks GOP backlash over Israeli first politics. Whoa, this is a good article. Awakening bias, big government, you know, Israel, et cetera, on this. It says, internal GOP conflict over Zionist influence. The MAGA man movement is fracturing as Trump-aligned factions target American first conservatives like Massey and Green, accusing GOP leadership of prioritizing Israel interests over the U.S. sovereignty. That's a fact they do. Christian Zionist doctrine exposed. Former Zionist Gary Heaven revealed how Rothschild-funded theology, the Scofield Reference Bible, discorded Christian teachings to justify unconstitutional support of Israel despite its genocidal actions in Gaza. I told you this stuff 10 years ago. This is old news to my listeners here. Trump's pro-Israel stance alienates conservatives. Trump's blind loyalty to Netanyahu risks losing America First voters, especially as he attacks dissenters like Massey, while AIPAC funds primary challengers to purge anti-Zionist Republicans. In other words, AIPAC is funding other challengers to come in to basically stand against the people that are in Congress right now if they're not hardcore Zionists. Remember, Zionists is a political party. It's like the Democrats, the Republicans, the Libertarians, the Zionists. These are just political parties. Nazis were a political party. You know, all these different things are just political parties. And, you know, and Zionism is a political party. And they believe that Israel is going to rule the world. They believe that it's going to be ruled out of Jerusalem. And that this is what they want. They believe in their Talmud that they basically have no recourse or no remorse at all when they kill Christians or kill other people that aren't basically followers of the Talmud and Babylonian satanic people. Democrats could exploit the USP, the GOP divisions. Absolutely. If Trump continues sidelining American interests for Israel, independents may abandon the GOP, handing Democrats control in 2028 and accelerating globalist domination. Call for decentralized resistance. Heaven and Mike Adams and Ted Brewer and Austin Brewer are urging patriots to fight censorship, expose Zionist infiltration, and defend free speech against potential Trump-backed crackdowns on criticism of Israel. If you start criticizing Israel now, in the state of Florida, you get in trouble. You start criticizing Israel, any places in the world, you start getting in trouble. Internal GOP strife as Trump-aligned factions target America First conservatives. Zionist capture of GOP leadership. This is a good article. I'm going to read it. Trump's loyalty to Netanyahu risks alienating conservatives. And, you know, it's just a mess. And what we have to realize is that whenever you put another country ahead of the United States in our politics, it skews everything. You can't do that. We have to be about America first, not about Israel, not about Russia, not about China, not about Germany, not about Italy, not about, you know, UK, nobody else. It has to be about the United States of America if you want to maintain a strong national government and national sovereignty. You have to do America first and everything, period, including in the churches. You know, if you understood that Israel is the number one homosexual destination of the world, when they have gay parades, there's 450,000 in attendance going down the Via della Rosa. Every sex shop available to every type of perversion is available in Tel Aviv. All of this stuff is going on right now. You try to proselytize for Christianity in Israel, they take you out back and they beat you half to death and throw you in jail. They
spit on you too.
They spit on you, all of it. And so, I mean, it's just why we support this country that's basically steeped in Satanism is mind-boggling to me. They don't follow the Old Testament Torah, the five first books of Levitical law, the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They follow their Babylonian Talmud that was started in like 72 A.D., you know, with the writing of the Zohar, which takes all of the ancient Canaanite religions and combines them into a how-to primer of sexual perversion and weird and stuff, and all the ancient Babylonian and Egyptian religions. And remember, they had just come out of Egypt a few hundred years earlier than that, and their temple was being burned in Jerusalem. All of this stuff is from the Kabbalah, the eldership and leadership in Israel that started way back in Egypt. We have a group of people that are strong, hardcore Jews that believe in God and follow the Talmud. We do. There are a group of those. Very rare, but they are. They do exist. And then we've got. I messed it up. We have a group of Jews that follow the Torah, the five first books of Levitical law, and they believe what Moses wrote, and they follow that exclusively. They don't follow the Talmud, but that's very rare. There are only a few of them like that. But then we have the bulk of Judaism, it's controlled through Shabbat Lubavitch, who basically can follow the Talmud, and they basically believe that Jesus was a demon-possessed sorcerer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're the ones that run Mossad, and they're the ones that run the country of Israel, and they're the ones that the Roth. Remember, the Rothschild banking cartel was brought into the satanic Sabbatine Zevi movement in the 1700s by Jacob Frank. And since that, and Rothschild, and Israel is the fiefdom of the Rothschild banking cartel. The Christian, there is no Christian influence in the politics in Israel. Period.
Zero.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't be any more direct and blunt than that. Okay, and so that's what we have to understand. So we have to realize that when you have the Epstein files released, or you have people coming out and criticizing Candace Owens, who talks about Jesus all the time, and all, you have to ask yourself a question. Who's pulling the strings behind the curtain?
I found the photo. I found the photo. This is funny. It's a little bubblegum humor. You know, since we're going to go tit for tat now, since Epstein files have gotten so out of hand, here you guys like this. I got my taxes ready to file next year. This is not mine. This is a joke, obviously.
Everything's redacted.
Everything's redacted. I mean, if it's okay for them to do this with every single topic we ever request in the constitutional public, why in the world do we have to display everything about our entire lives every single year, about every penny that we make, and have to disclose it to the federal government when they can't even figure out how to release what's going on with the pedophiles that are running the country? Anyways, side note. This is interesting. Samsung prepays mine. Builds up an entire new mine for 2 years' supply. They are resurrecting a massive mine now. Samsung is buying a construction and trading mine in La Perla Silver Mine Complex in Mexico now. The agreement, October 2025, includes a two-year offtake commitment for all concentrated produce as part of the financing arrangement, meaning they get all the silver for the next 2 years from this mining company.
Remember, they have to pay for the silver, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're just buying their rights to it now.
There was a video that I saw the other day, and they said that the most of the companies now are paying upwards of $75 to $80 an ounce for bulk raw silver. I mean, like, see, I mean, that's spot pricing.
You realize,
real spot price.
You realize the commitment that we have made through the big, beautiful bill to the formation of AI in the United States and the tune of trillions of dollars.
Oh, it's nuts. And that's the thing. And they're not doing this just because it's for
these AI data centers don't have the ability to, some of them get turned on because the electrical infrastructure is not even here.
Well, no. I mean, you look at this article right here. San Francisco. The infinite stupidity from the leaders in California. San Francisco has another power outage. There's another power outage. 130,000 people left in the dark for an entire day. Just goes out. Whole grid shut down on it. And they have these cars. They're called Waymos that drive around. Now they're basically like a Uber, a driverless Uber. Well, when they lost internet power, I guess they get all the internet and the backup from when they lost the internet power. They all shut down in the middle of the street.
Well, they have to.
They have to
because they can't. They can't.
They're in the middle of intersections. In the middle of intersections, and they just stop. So just not only did it gridlock San Francisco, everybody's in the dark for an entire day, into the night.
Well, yesterday, as Sam's Wholesale.
Yeah. Okay?
And here comes a doggone forklift. By itself, nobody on it.
It's Sam's?
Sam's.
That's kind of a liability with a forklift. Mm-hmm. Just drive myself?
Oh, yeah, just driving right through the aisles. Then made a right-hand turn, went down another aisle. I should have watched it. I should have videotaped it.
That's kind of sketchy, though. Forklift's pretty serious equipment.
Well, that's a lot of weight.
And, yeah.
You know, Amazon does that all the time.
They don't have civilians walking around.
No, we're like 2 feet away from it, watching it drive by.
That's unbelievable.
I should have stood in front and see if it was stopped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what if it runs over toes?
The problem is that they weigh thousands of pounds. They don't get hit by it.
It'll break your foot.
Yeah. I'm driving by Sam's, just chilling out.
Well, and that's the problem that a lot of the discussions are having now. Is this one professor says, he goes, the ultra wealthy are trying to use AI to seize control of everything. And he goes into detail here, and I post this article. He says, the promise of an AI future is just a collective anxiety that the ultra rich have as far as being able to take control of everything. And what's going to start happening, you're already seeing this. Amazon now is their global retail monopolies. I've told you guys I do not support them in any faction. They're laying off tens of thousands of people every single month. The big, great Amazon that was giving everybody jobs. Remember how they came in? You remember this. When they came in and put this nightmarishly huge Amazon warehouse right in the middle of Auburndale, and they got approved all these backdoor deals to the city and the county commissioners. They came in and said, it's going to bring in like 50,000 jobs into Auburndale.
Yeah, whatever.
It's brought zero income into Auburndale at all. There's maybe, what, a couple hundred jobs that have maintained? It's go the whole place, from what I have been told. I've not personally been in there, but I know somebody that worked there. This, the whole place is going all AI remote. Everything. picking, shipping, packing. They're bringing in management to oversee the AI machines and robots. That's it. There are no tens of thousands of jobs that are getting built. It's all a lie when they come into the city commissioner meetings and they bring these portfolios in. This is the project. It's going to bring all this business, all this money, all this traffic. It's a lie. That's what they show on paper for the first couple of years.
You know, Walmart, when they first started really expanding back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, they would come into a city and they would get approved by the city commission.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Walmart would come in with a whole team to start with and go to local businesses and say, we're going to put you out of business. Here's what we suggest that you do, that you get a niche market that you can continue to work in that we won't be having.
Did they really do that?
No, they really did that.
To the local areas?
Because they knew that they were going to put everybody. Because, you see, when we were young, we had all kinds of mom and pop shops.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. They're all gone. You know, we had Lynn Green's Hardware.
Oh, I mean, we used to go there all the time when I was younger. They had everything.
They had everything. But then gradually, Lynn Green passed away, and then his wife passed away, and then gradually, you know.
Yeah, Lowe's and Home Depot to pop Lowe's, up.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when these big block stores come in like this, they put the smaller people out of business. That's why I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters.
Yes.
I don't even have to say besides thank you. I mean, we appreciate you for what you do, because if it wasn't for you guys supporting us, we wouldn't be here. And the crazy part about it is when you stop and you look at it, you think, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal when Amazon comes in.
It's a huge deal. It sucks all the air out of the room.
And what happens is, you know, somebody somewhere basically got paid money because they were basically being given, you know, incentives for the city to put this job. Well, this warehouse blocks out the sun. It's
if you remember, there was a big backdoor shady deal. That's why all the residents got super mad was coming in, because this property was designated for ag, and then it got designated for low density housing. Then they came in and took part of the section and approved it for commercial on one part of the plot. And then they came in and combined all the properties together.
Now, what they did do, and I will give them credit for this, they required that 4-lane highway to be put
yes.
in there. And that was the truck
route. That was
route.
The only thing positive that they did. And it was funny, over the weekend, you guys will like this. Funny, over the weekend, I went to a real good friend of mine in Orlando, a real successful contractor out there, does a lot of commercial stuff in Orlando, for his birthday. And he had a bunch of friends out there, and I met one of them, and I was talking to him. I said, what are you, we're talking about business. I'm talking about Health Masters and everything. And he goes, well, I'm in, you know, residential development. He goes, we've been working on a big spot out off Lake Matty. I said, oh, Lake Matty, Auburndale. He goes, yeah. I was a bit rude, but he kind of hit a nerve. He's a nice guy. I'm not picking on anything. I said, oh. So you're the one responsible for ruining all the traffic and not expanding the highway in Auburndale off Lake Matty Road with the new subdivision over there. And he goes, what? I said, you guys know you didn't expand the roadway. He goes, well, we put in a turn lane. I said, your turn lane sucks. Doesn't even work. I said, you're about to dump 850 dwellings onto a blind curve. He goes, well, I don't know about any of that. I was just the developmental project with it. He goes, you want any appetizers? Change subject real quick. And I was like, I wasn't trying to be rude, but I had to call him out on it. Of course, he wanted nothing to talk to me about anymore afterwards.
Yeah, the truth is, he probably didn't know about the road.
I don't think he did. Mm. And I was probably a bit overly harsh on him, picking on him a little bit.
Not you, Austin.
Not me. I wouldn't be abrasive. But, you know, but it is. It's been a problem. And that's one thing that I do have to say, like the Amazon, they put in that 4-lane highway right there. Mm. But they have done all these other houses they put in.
From our house to the highway, they're putting in 4,000 homes.
It's about 4.5 miles.
It's 4.5 miles, 4,000 homes, and it's a 2-lane road. And at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, from about 4:30 to 6 o'clock every day, it just backs up
for about 25 miles an hour the entire way. It's bumper to bumper.
Oh, and that's without any red lights, bud.
Oh yeah.
Wait till they put about 10 more red lights in. It'll be blocked.
It'll be 27.
Up. It'll be a gridlocked 559 with red lights all the way back to the interstate.
And we have fought, and that all you do is get excuses unless you file massive lawsuits against the county. And then what happens is, then it just goes out into perpetuity. Where do you saw that? We had the warehouses, you didn't want in.
Attorneys all got involved.
I mean, I'm talking all big heavy hitters. Then these guys come in from Orlando. Then they come in, and they literally paid a DOT analyst to come in and say, we've analyzed the roadway. It's not going to affect traffic flow whatsoever.
Total lies.
Complete lie. And I said, where's your data? Oh, we've shown the data to the city commissioner board. It's public. You can look it up online. And I said, it's all lies. There's nothing about this even relevant. I said, I live here. I live right across the street. Well, we've got it approved now. The DOT stamped it. And I'm like, of course they have. Of course they have. Why would they not stamp it?
Oh, by the way, a South Carolina town committee keeps a nativity scene after the mayor orders it removed.
Good for them.
You know, I like that. You know, so I'm not going to go into detail of the article, but I like the fact that some people are actually standing up against the people like these mayors and county commissioners and city commissioners who want to do stuff that shouldn't be done and saying no to that. I remember I had a meeting a few years ago. I met a guy at a car wash by accident. He was a former county commissioner. And he told me, I started talking about the warehouse stuff. And he said, if the people who want the warehouse stuff want the warehouse stuff, he starts listing family names. He said, it doesn't matter if every single person in Polk County comes in and votes against it at a meeting, they're going to get the warehouse stuff.
Yeah, because even if you file a lawsuit, he goes, they're just going to get it in.
And yeah, I learned a long time ago, the Masons don't vote against Masons.
They do. Don't. They don't.
I'll give them credit for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got way too much of that around here.
Oh, by the way, here's an interesting article. It was talking about muscle wasting. And it was going into detail about how, as you get older, if you don't get sufficient quantities of nutrients like eggs and whey protein and high-quality foods and supplements like creatine, that as you get older past the age of 50, your arm muscles shrink up.
Yep.
And you start shrinking up. And you end up with sarcopenia. And it was going into detail about how, you know, we have to basically eat the right foods and take the right supplements if we are going to have a chance of maintaining any kind of lean muscle mass past the age of 50. And, you know, I've seen that. I've seen so many guys that I've known over the years that were bodybuilders, and they end up, you finally go see them, you go visit them, and they're like, they don't look the same person anymore.
Yeah.
They just shrunk up. And so you ask yourself, what happened to you? Or you ask them, have you stopped working out? And sometimes they say, yes, I still work out.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, how can you possibly work it out when you shrunk to half your size? And the reality is if you don't get the muscle, the nutrients that the muscle needs, that muscle won't maintain itself. It will atrophy.
Well, it also has that stimulation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, I've seen it a lot, and it's sad. This way you got to make sure you try to do the best you can, not step on landmines. I know a lot of bodybuilders who end up having injuries. I'm still training way too heavy. And the problem is when you get older, you blow out a shoulder, you tear a bicep tendon, and you tear a bicep muscle. It's a lot of work to get it repaired. And that's why you got to get it repaired as soon as you can. Fix it as best you can, even naturally if you have to. You got to make sure you're hammering the protein, you're hammering the collagen. The collagen and whey, I did a whole article on that 2 months ago, and it talks in detail how the collagen and whey protein, especially if they're really high qualities like what we carry, they have a synergistic effect post-workout and also a synergistic effect on maintaining lean muscle tissue and healthy joints. Really important to take those two together.
And you know, that's why the workout stack that you use.
Yeah.
You know, the muscle blast.
The muscle blast.
Along with the whey protein, along with the purple sticks and all the things that we use, along with the creatine. It makes a huge difference. People are always asking me, because I, by the way, I'm going to just be very blunt here and just tell you some personal stuff. I don't do hormone replacement therapy at all. And my testosterone levels are still through the ceiling. Last time I had them checked, they were between 800 and 1,000. And, you know, so
that's that Testo Plus and Tribulus for you.
And also the cod liver oil.
Yeah,
and
omega-3s.
And eating eggs every day.
You got to keep the fats in your diet. And they got to be high-quality fats, guys. I can't reiterate that anymore from overall hormone production in males and females and also mental acuity. I talk to so many people. I still, this boggles my mind sometimes. I talk to people and they go, well, I don't eat too many eggs. I don't mess with my cholesterol. Guys, this dude from Harvard, we already talked about it in detail. He went and ate 32 eggs a day every day for an entire month. His cholesterol, his HDLs went up, his LDLs went down, his testosterone went through the roof. Every single positive hormone reaction in his body went up in a positive manner from eating straight eggs for a month. Egg yolks, organic egg yolks, are not a problem. You've been lied to for decades. They told everybody not to eat eggs so they could push their sugar-ridden, toxic processed cereal on everybody every single morning.
Swine fattening feed.
You wonder why everybody gets so stinking fat all the time now. You're eating a bowl of cereal with whole milk, which, don't get me wrong, I like organic, raw, grass-fed whole milk, but drinking a whole bowl of it with a bunch of sugar and carbohydrates. Remember, you can have carbohydrates and you can have protein. You can have high fat and you can have high protein. You cannot maintain lean, basically staying lean, eating high carbohydrates, high fat, low protein. It doesn't work. No. You will get as fat as a hog.
And your muscles will atrophy.
Your muscles atrophy and your waist gets huge.
Another one was saying that if you eat high fat products that are healthy products, it massively reduces the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Of course, that's called liver oil and eggs and butter. You know, what makes me angry is you have these people say, you should never eat butter, never eat eggs. And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Look at the BS food pyramid with USDA. You'd 8 to 10 servings of bread, grain every single day. You need minimum amount of fat and protein. It's the top. Little tiny triangle top. Yeah. The thing is be inverted.
Oh, by the way, they're telling us now there is no silver left to buy until in January.
I've heard that from multiple people. You buy it online.
But you're going to take,
take delivery of it? No, man.
Oh, by the way, U.S. Congresswoman says the persecution of Christians under Zelensky cannot be ignored. Anna Paulina Luna stated the state repression against freedom of religion in Ukraine and against Christians requires a response from the USA. Member of the U.S. House of Representatives, Luna, who participated in the rally supporting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church in 2025, in Washington stated the inadmissibility of ignoring the persecution of Christians occurring during the presidency of Zelensky. Now I'm going to stop for 1 second. If they were persecuting and killing Jews in Ukraine right now.
Oh my gosh. The video media coverage.
Mm-hmm. Or if they were persecuting and killing, people that were basically wanted alternative faith, they'd be covered. But Christians, they don't care. And, you know, and the crazy part about it is this is the thing that bothers me with Gaza. I saw a video the other day. I sent it to you, Austin. I don't know if you still have it there or not. It said that, there was a Hamas person in this building, so we had to take it down.
Oh, yeah.
And they show a video, and they back up, and it's like the entire city's been razed. Razed means destroyed.
It's gone.
Gone. It's rubble. And you know,
I said, gosh, Hamas must have been in every single building's entire city.
But the crazy part about it is that when you have that, can we play it? And the crazy part about it is that, you know, we always have to justify our actions based upon the lies, don't we, as far as the media and the government? They got to lie. We're going to release the Epstein files. No, they didn't. They released 10% of the Epstein files. The rest of them are redacted. Yeah. Pamela Bondi needs to be impeached.
She does.
Or she needs to resign. If I was her, I would just resign. I wouldn't do the impeachment thing. I would just quit. I'd say, I'm not doing this. I can't live like this. Because all she's doing is massively tainting her own reputation over this, trying to protect political figures and judicial figures and other types of business leader figures that have basically been heavy GOP contributors who basically are in the Epstein files. That's the bottom line of all this stuff. And we told you they weren't going to release it. Just like we still don't know who killed Kennedy, according to the official reports. And if any of you really believe the drivel they came out with the moon landing, that's just nonsense. Complete and total nonsense that even came out like that. But, you know, when we see all of this stuff, we start realizing it, that we start to understand, we have to ask ourselves a question, who's doing it? And it's the Rothschild banking cartel whose fiefdom is Israel, the Rothschild banking cartel who caused Russian Tsar Nicholas to die back in the early 1900s, 1917, 1918, and also is the one who fueled the Chinese Revolution and put the Rothschild banking cartel in China. And now the article says out of MarketWatch says China is quietly destroying the dollar, and that'll cost you. Fight back with these money moves. When the U.S. dollar loses its monopoly on pricing the world's critical resources, America's purchasing power weakens, which is exactly what's happened. The other day, I want to replace, I got to buy motorhomes like 10, 12 years old now, and I want to replace the two front tires, which they need to be replaced just because of an age standpoint. And I was told that the tires were $1,400 each for a tire. Now, they used to be $500 each. They've tripled in price, Austin. When I asked the dealer, I said, why is this tripling in price? They said, oh, it's because of economic, you know, it's because of and sanctions.
Oh, the tariffs.
The tariffs,
yeah.
And you, well, they're sanctions. And tariffs, you can call them tariffs if you want. And the crazy part about it is that, you know, Trump said they've raised tens of, over trillions of dollars now. Well, here's the problem I've got with all of this stuff. If you're raising trillions of dollars, why aren't you paying the national debt off?
Yeah.
No, if you want to do this and you want to cripple the rest of us by raising taxes to this level, that's what it is, the tax increase.
This is a different one on here.
And what's this?
Most of these are residential areas.
No, this is Gaza. This is because there was a Hamas leader in one of these buildings.
Yeah.
Look at this. Looks like Dresden after the firebombing.
It keeps getting worse.
Look at that.
I mean, it's as far as you can see. I've had a few people send me other videos.
Well, there's millions living there. Were.
Yeah.
Millions. Look at this.
No, there's little tent encampments now. But you got to remember, there was Hamas, you know, leader, one of those buildings somewhere.
And so when they have a little tent encampment like this, and they build a little hospital, that they come in there with machine guns this weekend.
Well, that's what happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So there was a school that had not been demolished yet, and a bunch of kids were held up in there with a teacher. And they went in, basically just lit them up with a machine gun. I mean, straight the whole building.
But it's okay, because they're our greatest ally.
That's right, yeah. They're our greatest ally.
So when you start to see it, you start going, wow, but China, they're saying China's destroying the dollar. China is owned by the Rothschild banking cartel owns the Chinese government as far as through the banking. And so if anybody is destroying the U.S. dollar, it's the Rothschilds. And what they're doing is they're basically extracting the wealth out of the United States. They're taking the last little bit of wealth that we have here as a nation and extracting it for their own coffers.
Well, this is what exactly it was, problem, action, solution. I explained this to everybody. This is why the only people benefiting from everything that's happened are the bankers. The Citibank is showing record profits with interest. All these banks, remember this right now, all these banks are extracting the last bit of cash out of the economy with these 6, 7, 8, 9% interest loans, even when people with 800 Beacon score. This was the goal. They dumped all the cash in. They absorbed it through the trillions of dollars through COVID. Then they said, oh, there's a problem. We're having inflation after they received trillions of dollars. The only way to fix this is we have to jack the interest rates up at a record speed in 12 months. So they did that. Now they're absorbing all the cash. That's why now a lot of people are having all these issues with, you know, basically trying to get up, not upside down in vehicles. They bought these vehicles at 6, 7, 8% interest. They're not paying any principal on them. And so
and they bought them for $30,000 over
depreciation.
Value.
Yeah, depreciation is dropping faster than the vehicle can hold. And again, it's the bankers. They're the ones who basically are winning because they're getting 7, 8, 9% interest on all these loans now.
Billions for the bankers and debts for the people. That's a Shelton Emery book. You need to read it. It's
everybody needs to read that book.
I'm going to repeat it to you. So it's a little paperback. It takes about 30 minutes to read. Billions for the bankers and debts for the people by Shelton Emery. Great book. Here's the article I found on the thing with the drug, with the wasting of the arms. A guy comes in at 75 years old complaining he can't open jars anymore.
There it is right there.
There you go.
PDF. I actually will put this link. I'll send it right now. We'll post it on the site. You guys can read through this. This is the PDF right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Great book. Yeah. Guy comes in at 75 complaining he can't open jars anymore.
Can't open a jar.
Yeah, happens all the time. Within 12 months, he's fallen in the shower.
Oh, gosh.
Six months after that, his caring relatives are touring the nursing homes to see where they're going to put him. Oof. And, you know, you see that it's unbelievable. And he goes, seeing guys who used to carry their grandkids on their shoulders, protect their wives, and be the rock star of the family counted on, now waiting 20 minutes for someone to help them to get to the toilet. This is grim. It's grim. I'm telling you, it's grim. This is a grim article. Going from strong, independent men to eating soft food on plastic trays, hoping someone remembers to wheel them to bingo.
Oof.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. If I had to live like that, honestly, I'd rather be in heaven. This is me, okay? All of the while knowing they'd become the burden they swore they'd never be. It's part of just getting old, the colleagues would say. You know, but you know they keep crumbling before your eyes. Why is that? Number one, it's their lifestyle that's caught up to them after 30 years. That's number one. In most cases, it's their lifestyle. But you also see it with people that are athletes. The same thing, their lifestyle. They start taking shorter steps. The other day, I was coming back from the office. There's a little old lady who lived down the street from the office. And she was walking to the for a mailbox. And she was literally taking four-inch steps. Four-inch steps. And, you know, she couldn't stretch out. I remember my grandfather. We had a Mariana Drive was by their house. And my grandfather, he would always go out there and walk. And he still had that long stride, even in his 80s, Austin.
Yeah.
You've got to have the stride. You can't just sit around in a chair all day waiting to die. Sounds awful, doesn't it? And you can't do that. You've got to realize you've got to work out and you've got to train all the days of your life. You've got to do a treadmill. You've got to take a walk. You've got to do trampoline. You've got to get out there and do cardio. You've got to do resistance training. And you've got to take whey protein. You've got to take in creatine. You've got to take in powdered multiple. You've got to take in B-complex. You've got to take in vitamin C. You've got to take in the protein powder that we have.
Wait, Fit Food.
No, the other one.
Collagen?
Collagen. You got to have the collagen. I take 3 to 4 scoops of that every single day. You've got to take the supplements that your body needs to maintain lean muscle mass, but you've got to stimulate it through exercise.
Yes, that's the thing that a lot of people fail to realize. And it doesn't necessarily have to be heavy weight training all the time. There's a lot of exercise you can do that'll still give you good stimulation and staying active and being agile. I mean, flexible. That's one of the biggest things. This article here, I was just pulling this up. It said two of the biggest drugs now are GLP-1s and statins.
Well, it's always been statins.
Two blockbuster drugs, one overlooked problem, informed consent. Nobody in either one of these drugs are ever being told what the long-term side effects are going to be. We now know that GLP-1s are directly linked with thyroid cancer. They've shown it now in all types of studies. We now know there's dozens and dozens of severe side effects from Ozempic and GLP-1s that has caused now, basically, Novo Nordisk, which is the manufacturer of it, to be in a class action multi-billion-dollar lawsuit. We're going to see how that goes over the next year or two. Statins, are told they're pretty much one of the number one prescribed drugs in the entire country now.
You know, Austin, if you go on statin drugs for 37 years, you know how much longer you live?
A couple days.
A couple days.
And that was, with, in my opinion, that was with the skewed study they came up with. I don't even think that's accurate.
I think it decreases.
Because what it does as far as with skeletal necrosis, the muscle tissue.
I mean, you think about this, on top of everything else, you're trying to keep your arms in good shape. You're trying to look good. And now you're on statin drugs. You started getting skeletal muscle necrosis and everything else. Now you start having kidney problems. And now you're that person that I read about who basically goes from the strong, robust man who's running his family, who's doing great, to basically being in a wheelchair, being wheeled back and forth to dinner on a plastic tray. And it all happens within a couple of years. I mean, he just goes downhill. Well, it didn't take a couple of years. It took 10 years on statins.
Yeah.
It was on GLP drugs, all those stuff. All remember, that stuff, 10% of the weight you lose on that type of product
muscle
like that
tissue.
Is muscle tissue. And that muscle tissue is almost impossible to get back.
Well, and one of the biggest problems, because I've talked to multiple people now that have used that drug to lose weight, and one of the biggest issues that is never addressed with GLP-1s, and by the way, you can run stuff like berberine ultimate, cinnamon extract, that have a similar effect from a natural standpoint on your body's metabolism, getting your blood sugar in control, reducing syndrome X, just naturally with no side effects. Berberine and cinnamon, I have the stack on the website. Secondly, one of the biggest issues that people are running into with the GLP-1s, if they actually run them, and I don't recommend them, but if you do, that's on you. You've got to increase your protein intake and stay active.
At least eat eggs.
It's happening is people, you don't eat as much because it kills your appetite. So what happened is nobody's changing their diet. They're eating crap food in lower portions, not increasing their protein intake at all, and their body's going completely and totally catabolic, which means their body's wasting muscle tissue as fast as it can get rid of it because it doesn't need it because there's no calories, and the body's just eating it as fuel. You've got to increase your protein intake if you're going into a caloric deficit. That is crucial, even if you're not using GLP-1s. Anybody that's ever trained or gotten ready for a show or gotten ready for a prep, you know you've got to increase your protein intake significantly when you cut your calories back because your body has to have the protein in order to maintain its muscle tissue. That's a big one. Now, here's another article that came out and says, ultra-processed foods, once again, I feel like I cover this every week, ultra-processed foods are now being linked to a massive increase in precancerous colorectal tumors now. Nearly 30,000 participants in the study they looked at now, and they saw the highest amount of UPF intake had a statistically significant 45% higher increase of early onset colorectal non-conventional compared to lowest. This, in my opinion, a lot of this has to do with glyphosate, because almost all these ultra-processed foods are contaminated
GMO
with glyphosate,
GMO
corn, with GMO oil, with corn oil, and all the other preservatives they put in there, including MSG, which is a massive one. They said women who had a higher intake of ultra-processed foods had a massive increase of basically cancerous colorectal problems now. So this is an issue that's getting worse. It's an issue that a lot of people aren't addressing. And all these problems, in most cases, can be very easily avoided by just a diet lifestyle change and cutting a lot of stuff out of your diet.
People don't want to believe that.
They don't want to believe it.
Well, okay, a lot of them, even when you tell them that, they don't want to believe it because they don't know that, and they don't want to believe that anybody...
Well, the doctors won't tell them that either.
No.
We have a new...
Well, the doctors don't know, Austin. Remember, there's no requirement for doctors to take nutrition classes in medical school.
I just have a hard time believing that none of these guys...
It's an elective. They don't require it.
I know that, but you got to live in a rock.
Kennedy's trying to change that.
Kennedy's put a lot of stuff in the spotlight.
Well, because, I mean, think about it. A medical doctor is only trained by the pharmaceutical companies after he's out of medical school.
That's true.
He has continuing education classes to give him his credits so that he needs to maintain his licensing. And he's only taught things about drugs and drugs and drugs and more drugs and more drugs. He's never taught about how fish oil, cod liver oil, does things for you, or whey protein does things for you, or taking supplements does things for you. Heck, he's never even taught about, you know, certain products that reduce the risk of HS1. You know, herpes simplex virus one.
Yeah, lysine.
Lysine
knocks
that
out.
4 grams of that a day knocks that crap out. You'll come test back positive. I mean, if you tested positive, in most cases you go in. Not all cases. In most cases, you come back in after taking that for a month. You'll test negative for it.
No, that's the thing. The doctors, the only thing they want to do is they want to prescribe you that one really, really strong antiviral, which is hard on the liver. And I forgot what, I don't remember the name of it. There's one that they mainly prescribe for HSV-1 or HSV-2. I've had a lot of customers bring it up, and you pull side effects on it, and it's unbelievably liver toxic. They don't say, well, yeah, bump 4 or 5 grams of L-lysine, bump your vitamin C up. Because remember, anything with a virus, all it is a viral infection that your body's trying to fight. It's with any of them. And so you got to look at it and go, well, what fights viruses? What blocks viruses? What kills viruses?
Lysine.
Lysine. and vitamin C and D3. So again, a lot of times there's a lot of little things you can do, small changes that make a huge, huge difference in your overall health.
By the way, people are suing General Motors now over its defective 6.2 liter L87
V8
engine.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have that in your car?
Yes. It's a good motor. I have no issues with it. It's got some juice to it.
It's got some power to it.
But the issue with it is, and this is exactly what happened with all the diesels, is the EPA came in 4 years ago, and they changed a bunch of the requirements on the table settings. Remember, all these vehicles now are all digitally controlled through the ECUs. We're no longer a carburetor, even basic, you know, fuel injection anymore. So what happens is the EPA every 3 years, especially under Biden, they got real aggressive. They would come into a company like GM, and they say, by the way, your vehicles still are not meeting our unbelievably unrealistic guidelines that we demand you follow. So you've got to cut this back and cut fuel back and increase this and increase this. And they go, dude, you can't run an engine like this. It's going to run too hot. You can't do it. No, put another filter on it. Put another filter on top of another filter.
Change the thermostat to 240 or 230 or 220.
We want a bigger DPF mounted right to the turbo downpipe. So that's going to increase EGT's exhaust gas temperature. You're going to cook the turbos. Doesn't matter. It's our demand. You have to follow it or buy EV or sell EV. What happens is GM and Ford, a lot of them now, they've run so many engine problems because the reliability can't maintain any basis with putting these emission controls. That's why apparently now 2027, GM, Ford, and Dodge are all coming out with brand new diesel trucks now. Completely revamped diesel motors. Completely revamped. Because they're getting away from it. They're getting away from all this EPA stuff that's backing up, and they're going to redo all the engines. I think they said the Duramax is going to be coming out. It's going to be like a 7.8, mm-hmm. 8-liter. It's going to be a big, it's called the Monster Max. They're coming out with all these different diesel engines now, because now the EPA has gotten handcuffed, and manufacturers can actually produce very clean, reliable burning vehicles that don't have a lot of emissions. Remember, the EPA.
California makes them illegal.
I wish I could argue with you on that.
No, that's what happened.
You're probably right. So you're going to go to jail if you drive your new GM into our state. Mm-hmm. We did a Proposition 65. That debacle that's turned into now.
Well, I had a friend of mine. He had a Mercedes diesel SUV. Great car. They don't make them anymore. And he was told by his rep at Mercedes, you know, the general manager over there who runs the, you know, shop. He said, don't keep that car past 100,000 miles. It runs so hot, you'll need a new engine.
Yeah.
He says, you won't believe how expensive this engine is going to get to work on when it's out of warranty. And that's why these engines with BMW and Mercedes and all the rest of them, once these cars come out of warranty and you can't get an extended warranty on them, they drop in half as far as
well. That's the resale on them, because they know that. That's why a lot of the newer diesel trucks, once they hit 100,000 miles, they're not even worth as much as a lot of the 7 and 8 year old diesel trucks are now.
Because
everybody knows at 100,000 miles on a new diesel truck, You're putting a whole entire emission system on the truck.
Lawsuits have been consolidated into a single class action lawsuit centered on engine failures tied to crankshaft and connecting rod defects. More than 700,000 GM trucks and SUVs were recalled. But plaintiffs argue the recall fix, engine inspection, oil spec change, or replacement does not address the underlying manufacturing flaw. Four major law firms will lead the case and proceeds in federal full court. Now, here's the sad part about this is it's caused 28,000 complaints, 12 crashes, 12 injuries related to this engine. It will seize up with you at highway speeds.
Yeah.
I mean, lock up. You're slide sideways at 80 miles an hour because you're in a class action lawsuit. And I guarantee you the doggone attorneys are ecstatic about that.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's so crazy to me when you see it and you realize that this GM is recalled earlier this year, 700,000 full-size trucks. And Dodge and Ford have recalled even more.
Yeah.
And so Dodge, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Dodge makes a good truck, and that doggone Cummings engine is great for a little while. And that old 6 liter, that old six cylinder Cummings.
5.9.
Oh my gosh. That was a million mile engine, just like the 7.3 Ford was.
Well, no, but look at it though. You got older technology that doesn't break. They just keep going and going. You let the EPA get married. The EPA doesn't know how to do anything but ruin other people's stuff. Always remember, the EPA doesn't produce anything. They don't manufacture anything. They don't build anything. All they do is come in and add unnecessary regulations that are unrealistic. That's all they've ever been about. You've got a pond on your property that's now larger than an acre. And it's collecting rainwater. You're being fined $50,000 a year until you backfill it. You're like, it's a pond. It holds water. Yes, but we've deemed it so. We deemed it so. But I don't have the money to backfill it. I can't pay the fine. Oh, we'll just seize your property. Don't worry about it. They will. They've done it. They'll put liens and seizures on people's property because they deem it so. The EPA,
rainwater.
The EPA is so far out of control, and I am so glad. That is one thing I got to agree with, is that Trump came in and he massively hamstringed them. I mean, done. Regulations, all the stuff done. Because they were going to ruin the automotive market.
Well, they already have.
No, they're going to ruin it.
And that's why so many people are trading their vehicles in, because the cars were no longer reliable. Yeah. Now they're getting buried upside down in a trade that's not worth anything.
Well, what happened was everybody started getting spooked because of the EPA stuff, so everybody started switching to EV. Then EV had its own whole host of other problems. Now it's getting worse. I mean, I watched a video the other day, and the guys were talking about this auction report, the Cybertruck. They said they're down to the 50,000 range now. You know, they're $120,000, $130,000 new a year and a half, 2 years.
Most dealers will not take them on trade.
No.
They will only take them if a wholesaler is willing to buy them.
Yeah.
They won't even take them on trade.
He said on the podcast, this guy's like a car guru. He goes, he's in the marks all the time. He said, mark my words, in 12 to 18 months, this is going to be a $30,000, $35,000 vehicle. And he was in the hold right around there. He's in the hold about $25,000 to $30,000 just from the sheer parts and the steel on the vehicle. You're going to be able to scrap it for the material that's on the vehicle. He goes, that's where it's going to be. He said, so don't buy one right now. If you like that bizarre looking Cybertruck thing, he's like, wait about 2 years.
Ugliest vehicle I've ever seen.
Oh, it's bizarre. But it did the job for what it was. It got everybody's attention. And that was what his goal. The problem was EV has no resale value. They've done zero resale value.
And if you leased an EV vehicle, you're probably okay. You bought one of those things, good luck with that, unless you bought it used.
Well, there was some, they got some insane leases. What was that one that had that Chevy had that car, and it was like a $5,000 upfront down payment lease for two years. No payments. If you came up with $5,000, the car was yours for 2 years. Something like that, as much as I don't drive EV and I wouldn't do it.
It's a golf cart.
That's incredibly cheap.
It's cheaper than
it's under warranty.
Yeah.
If
you got short range on it and you don't have to drive very far to work, you got a plug-in station, have it at it.
I mean, that's,
but,
that's,
but those deals are gone.
No, they're gone now.
One of the guys that I knew over at that dealership in Lakeland that I used to know, they got one that was a dealer. He worked for the dealership. He got it for $3,600 because he got his GM discount on it.
One time up front fee?
$3,600 one time fee for 2 years.
Was it like $120 a month? I mean, that's pretty cheap. Yeah, no. If it's a golf cart unit, you got a 5 or 10 mile commute. You just kind of buzz around everywhere.
Great car.
Yeah, exactly. For that, whatever. But it's a lease, so you don't have to worry about the resale on it. You just turn it back in 2 years and you're done with it. So that's funny.
But the whole thing about it is that these General Motors has got themselves in a real mess. So does Ford. So does Dodge.
That's why they're coming out with all new diesels now. Because trying to go back in and retrofit these trucks to go back to where they were, they can't do it.
They can. They don't want to.
They could, but there's no reason to.
Well, what they do is they pull that pollution crap off of them. I mean, I remember when I pulled my pollution stuff off my 73 Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
I mean, I walked into the guy who took it all off. It was out of warranty. And he had literally four boxes this big. They pull off the engine, air pump, all kinds of great stuff. Car ran great after that. And then I had a turbo hydromatic 400 transmission put in it. Couldn't break it. Car was amazing.
T400, yeah, those are strong.
Yeah, but they're still strong transmissions.
They are. They put them in mud trucks still.
Oh, yeah. The phenomenal cars. Phenomenal. That was Monte Carlo was the number one selling car back in 73. Yeah. And so they're beautiful cars still to this day. The crazy part about it was they started dumping all the pollution stuff on and dropped down to 8 miles per gallon.
I took
the stuff off of it and it went from 8 miles a gallon to almost 13 miles per gallon. All I did was take the pollution
stuff
off.
Look at the early diesel trucks before everybody got in trouble for deleting them. All the guys I knew in the tuning market, they'd get the new diesel trucks in 2011, 2012. They'd pull the DPFs off of them. I was like, what are you doing? Like, watch this. We're getting 12 miles a gallon. Also, we're on the highway, we're 27 miles per gallon. I'm like, How is this better for the environment? We're burning three times the amount of fuel.
Remember those old Cummings diesels from the 60s or 90s? You'd just chip them and you'd double
the 7.3, yeah.
Well, no, the Cummings.
Yeah.
The six-cylinder Dodge.
5.9.
That thing would get unbelievable power from just a chip. That's all.
Yeah.
Remember, they weren't running DPS, though, and they got great fuel mileage.
Yeah. Loud. Noisy
rattle,
motors,
rattle,
bro.
Rattle,
just those old Cummins were loud.
If you were sitting by somebody trying to talk to them,
shut it off.
rattle itself. Now, I had one of those things. It was great.
It would run, though. So appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support. Hope you guys had a great weekend. And I say this sincerely, thank you for making Health Masters your number one shop for all your supplement health needs. We're here to help you guys out. Be sure to check out the Mushroom Complex on sale. And also, too, be sure to check out the 12 Days of Christmas. That's almost over. Christmas is upon us this week. Got a lot of stuff going on with the family, so we're excited. Hope you guys have a fantastic week. Stay strong, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you on this show tomorrow's only.
I love you guys. Hope you were at church yesterday. Thank you for your support. I prayed for you guys, and You guys are amazing to me. And if it wasn't for you guys, like Austin just said, we couldn't be here and bring you the show. And thank you for just being with us. When we say stuff you don't agree with, just bear with us. So sometimes we're not going to be, you know, in agreement with everything everybody thinks, but we do the best we can. I love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.